Highness. Oh, thank gods I found you. Are you hurt? Have you been malnourished? Do you have anything that needs taking care of? Good. Oh, there, there, Highness. It's okay. It's okay. Mommy's here now. Mommy's got you. Mommy's got you. You're safe, my little prince. Yes, I'm here to bring you back to the palace, Highness. As soon as the queen realized you were taken, she sent me to look after you. Though, I don't quite understand how she realized you were gone before me. It doesn't matter, though. What's important is that I could follow your tail, and now I've found you. And now I'm taking you home, where we belong. Where we'll be together again. Soon, my prince, this will be nothing but a bad memory. Right then. Are any of your captors still here? I should hope they are at least on their way back so that I may punish them for their travesties. Who were they? Those cruel barbarians from the north who came to our castle under the guise of negotiation? You weren't kidnapped. Highness, please don't tell me you're trying to defend your captors. Especially if it is the work of that evil king and that sadistic little daughter of his. They took you away from me. For that, they deserve my sword through their hearts. Oh, Highness, please don't cry. I didn't mean to upset you. I was simply... I'm sorry. What was that, little prince? Please speak up a little. You left. You ran away? You ran away from me? You ran away from me. You abandoned me. You made me fear for your safety. You didn't even try to tell me before you left, did you? Of course I wouldn't have allowed you to leave. Your place is in the palace. We both have a duty there. I understand that it can be difficult to bear sometimes, but you have a responsibility to. Instead, you just run away from it? From your home? From your queen? What on earth will your mother say about this? No. No more talking. Just listen. And to run away to a place like this, it is not safe for a prince to venture out here alone. You belong to... with me, Highness. You belong with me. I am supposed to protect you. I thought you were going to let me share the burden of your duty. Was I not enough of a reason to stay? What about the nights we shared together, The coddling I gave you? The love we shared? Did that not make you at least ask to take me with you? I may have even said yes if you had asked. You belong with me, my little prince. We belong together. So why in the gods' name did you abandon me? Did you grow tired of me? Are you no longer in love with me? I must know. Tell me. Tell me why you left me. That can't be. Your mother would not put you into an arranged marriage with that princess. She is far too cruel to ever love a man as sweet as you. Everyone knows what she does to the men her father captures. Unless it was a political marriage to expand the kingdom. Unless she used you, her own son, as a... Regalia, you have gone too far this time. Little Prince, why didn't you tell me about this? Okay. While it is very noble of you to not make me choose between my oaths to you and your mother, you should not... I mean, it was still... Oh, never mind. That was very considerate of you, Highness. I suppose you did the right thing in leaving. I don't think I could have changed her mind if I tried. But you really should have told me about what happened. I could have tried to do something. No. Enough apologies, Highness. Just let me unstrap my chest plate. Come lay your head on my chest, my little prince. Let me hold you. Mm-hmm. Let me ease your burden. I love you too, my little prince. I always will. I'll always love you, no matter what. Please, never do something like this again, okay? I need you to be able to trust me to take care of you. If we're going to go through with this. Well, I mean us running away together. You can't go back to the kingdom with the queen wanting to marry you to that spiteful woman. And, well, your mother has proven that she doesn't care for you. So I will take care of you out here. It might not be ideal, but I'm certain we can make it work together. Shh. Don't try to change my mind. My vow to always protect you outweighs my vow to her, my little prince. Your mother may have, or had, my loyalty, but my heart will always belong to you. If you think you will be safer out here with me, then I will care for you like I always have. Besides, as I said, you belong with me. I will not let my little prince belong to any other woman. Especially one that can't appreciate what a sweet, handsome, good boy you are. You're mine, my little prince. Mine. Mommy's. All mommy's. Mommy won't let anyone else touch you. You hear me? You are mine to take care of, Highness. You're my little prince. Mommy's little prince. Understand? Say it. Say, yes, Mommy, I'm your good little prince. That's such a good boy. Come up here, my little prince. Kiss me. Mommy loves you, my little prince. Mommy loves you so much, and I am never letting you go again. Are you certain we're alone here, my little prince? Good. Because I don't think Mommy will be satisfied until I've made certain that you know how mine you are. May Mommy please claim you, my little prince. May Mommy grant your body so much pleasure that you will never want to leave her side again. Please. Please. Oh, thank you. Oh, my lovely little prince. Such a good boy for Mommy. You have no idea how much Mommy missed you. On your body, your soft, sexy little body. Gods, it feels like forever since Mommy last had her hands on you. And it's been so long since I had your little head between my breasts, too. I've missed feeling your breath on my chest. Doesn't it make you feel so safe, my little prince? Smothered between Mommy's big, heavy boobs. Held inside of my soft, warm chest. Come on. Nod your head for Mommy. Good boy. Such a good boy. Oh, that's such a good boy for Mommy. That's right. This is where you belong. You belong with Mommy. Oh, you belong held and protected inside Mommy's embrace. It's what a good boy like you deserves. And, of course, you deserve Mommy taking care of that erection I feel poking into my waist. My little prince's cock is so eager for Mommy, isn't it? Such a good little prince for Mommy. Well, come, Highness. Sit in my lap with your back to my chest. Let's get your erection taken care of, shall we? There you are. Gods, you're twitching every time my lips graze your neck. Oh, you want Mommy's hand to start stroking so badly, don't you? Oh, Mommy wants it too. And this time, we don't need to hold back our noises at all. So, I want you to be a good boy and let Mommy hear how much you love her touch. Got it? Good boy. Oh, that's good, my little prince. Moan for me. Moan for Mommy while she strokes and pumps and pleasures your cock. Oh, yeah, moan nice and loud for mommy. Oh, highness. Your little whimpers sound so good, too. Such a cute little prince. Oh, such a cute prince. My little prince is so, so cute. Oh, and look at your cock. Go on, look between your legs. Look at you already starting to drip pre-cum for me. Oh, watch my hand stroke it out of you. Keep watching, little prince. Watch mommy stroke your cock. Look how beautiful my hand is around you. See how perfectly you fit? Your cock was made for my hand to stroke it, little prince. Only mommy can give you a nice, firm hand job like this. Only mommy can make you squirm in pleasure like this. Oh, now, don't squirm too much, Highness. We wouldn't want you squirming out of mommy's lap, would we? You can't help it. Well, that's okay. Mommy can just put a strong, firm arm around your waist and keep you still while she strokes faster. That's it. Just keep moaning and whimpering while mommy tastes your neck. Let me taste your little shivers of pleasure. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, that's a good boy. Such a good boy for mommy. Mommy's little prince is so good. My little prince is such a good boy. You like being praised like that, don't you, my little prince? You need it. You need mommy to praise and pleasure you. Oh, you need mommy's affection. You need mommy to take care of you. You need mommy to keep you safe. You need mommy to make you feel good. You need me so bad, don't you? You've always needed me. Shh, good boy. Good boy. That's okay. That's okay. Mommy's not going anywhere. And mommy won't ever let anyone take her little prince away. So you can be needy for mommy. You can be as needy as you want. Oh, no, Highness. No coming yet. We can't have your royal semen go to waste. So I'll just make a ring around your cock. Don't beg, Highness. It doesn't suit your status. Just hold on a bit. Mm-hmm. Hold on for Mommy. I just need you to know that you belong with me, Highness. Only Mommy can help you let out that heavy, thick seed of yours. You need Mommy to help you come. And to do that, you have to promise that you will never, ever leave Mommy again. I know you're desperate to come, my little prince, but you have to promise me before you do. Mommy needs you to use your words, not just your whimpers, okay? Tell me, yes, Mommy, yes, I'll be your good little prince and never leave again. Tell me. Come on, you can do it. Oh, such a good boy for Mommy. You are so adorable when you're obedient, Highness. Oh, it makes me want to touch you more. To taste you more. I want to taste your needy, throbbing cock now, little prince. I want to taste all that cum you've been building up. You're going to be a good boy and let me swallow, aren't you? That's Mommy's good, little prince. Off my lap then, Highness. Lay on your back and let Mommy get between your legs. Good boy, look into Mommy's eyes as she sucks. I want you to see how much I want your cum. Mommy needs your cum. Oh, Mommy needs to make you cum. Mommy needs to feel your pleasure climax in her mouth. Don't hold it in anymore, my little prince. Let me drink all your royal semen. Shoot it into my mouth, into my throat. All the cum that you've built up while we were apart. All your delicious, precious little prince cum. Let me devour all of it. Come for Mommy. My little prince, come for Mommy. Mommy. No. No, right now. Come for mommy, my little prince, come. That's it. Good. Very good. Such a thick load of royal semen. Oh, such a good boy for mommy. And yet, what's this? Going soft already? We can't allow that. Don't you dare go soft on me, my little prince. Mommy hasn't gotten her fill of you yet. It's been so long since I've made love to you, Highness. I've been craving you every moment we were apart. And my pussy has been aching for you to fill it. I can't wait any longer. I need you. I need to make love to you. Yeah, I need it, and I need it now. Please forgive me for being such a selfish knight, Highness, but... Mommy is gonna use you like a toy until she's satisfied. Is finally inside me again. And he feels so good. You feel even better than I remember. And you're twitching so much against my walls. And your small, muffled moans sound so good between my bosom. Here, give me your hands, Prince. Let me... yes, pin them above your head. Squeeze your little fingers with mine. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Hold Mommy's hands. Hold Mommy's hands just like that. Oh, I know you're sensitive, but it still feels good, right? To be connected like this again. To feel mommy's weight smothering you. Oh, it feels so good to have mommy here holding you. On top of you. Making love to you. Now just lay back and enjoy it. Mommy's not gonna stop until she feels you empty yourself into her strong, tight pussy. I want all of that cum you've kept from me. Everything my little princess kept from being spurted inside of me. It belongs to me. My little prince's cum belongs to me. Just like you, my little prince. You belong to me, too. You belong to mommy. You've always belonged to mommy. Because mommy loves you like no one else can. Mommy loves the cute, sweet boy you've always been. Mommy loves the handsome, sexy man you've become. Mommy has always and will always, always love you. Mommy loves you so, so, so much, little prince. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you so much more than you could ever understand. I'm sorry if my love is a little overwhelming for you, Highness. I just care about you so much. I haven't told you in so long, and it's all coming out now. I want you to feel good. I want to make you feel good. I want to make you feel loved. You still love mommy too, right, Highness? Even if I pin you down and take you like this, you know that I love you and that I'll never hurt you, right? Please tell me you still love me, my little prince. Please, at least nod your head so I can know you're enjoying yourself too. Oh, thank you, my beloved little prince. You are so good to me. Such a good boy for mommy. Oh, mommy is so lucky to have a little prince like you. Oh, yes. Yes, please suckle my breasts, little prince. They're all yours after all. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Yes. That's a good boy. Suckle and lick mommy's boobs while she rides you. Oh, you really miss suckling on them, haven't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, and mommy missed your mouth on them. Your cute, wet, hot little mouth around my nipples. Moaning and licking them so gently. Keep suckling on them, my little prince. Suckle for mommy. Moan for mommy. Yeah. Make love to mommy's boobs as mommy makes love to your cock. My cock. Mommy's cock. Mommy's cock to pleasure. Mommy's mouth to enjoy. Mommy's body to play with. Mommy's little prince to protect and pamper and pleasure so much. I've noticed you getting harder for me, my little prince. You like it when mommy takes control of her little prince, huh? You like it when mommy rides you hard like this, huh? You like belonging to mommy? Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. That's okay. Oh, that's okay. You don't need to be big or strong or responsible with mommy. You can just be mine. And that'll be enough. That will always be enough for mommy to love you just as much. Just be mine forever, little prince. Oh, be my sweet, loving, good little prince forever. Hold my hands forever. Suck my breasts forever. Let me make love to you forever. Okay? Okay? Thank you, my beloved little prince. Such a good, good boy for mommy. You're getting close now, aren't you, my little prince, huh? Yeah, close to filling mommy up with all your cum. Don't keep it in this time. Mommy's close too, and I really, really want to come with my sweet little prince. Yes, yeah. Go ahead and come for me. Let it all out into me. Oh, my little prince, come deep inside of mommy. Give mommy all the love you took from her. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Give it to mommy. Give it to mommy. Gods, please come now. Now, come for mommy. Come with mommy. Come with mommy. Sorry, little prince. I'll remove my breasts from your head. Just breathe, Highness. Just breathe with me. That's it, Highness. No, I'm sorry for being so rough with you, my little prince. You were just so adorable and cute that I couldn't help myself. Can you forgive me? Thank you, my beloved prince. Put your arms around me, little prince. No. bring you onto your side and tuck you into my bosom. Well, now I suppose I'll have to take you somewhere more suitable. I know a few towns on the outskirts of the kingdom where we'll be safe from anyone else, your mother or those barbarians sent for us. We should be okay there until we can return to the palace and until you can ascend to the throne. I suspect that after the queen's secret little alliance falls through, she'll lose the trust of many of her advisors. That should create a good opportunity for you to take control. And I'm sure I can convince the other knights and soldiers to support you in your rule. Hey, don't hide your face in my bosom. You don't need to worry about that now. You're still young with plenty to learn. But I can teach you all you need to know. Show you how to be an even better ruler than your mother. And, of course, I'll protect you every step of the way. And I will do whatever I can to help you manage the burden of your responsibilities. I promise. That palace is our home, Highness. It is your destiny to become a great king one day, my little prince. Not because of your blood, but because of your character. Because of how kind and compassionate and caring you are. And when you have taken your rightful place, we won't need to hide our love anymore. We can be together without any fear of any scrutiny. Is that something you would want, too? Very good. Well, good night, my little soon-to-be king. Prince, if I ever asked you to marry me, would you have said yes? Yes, I'm aware that it is highly irregular, but we've already crossed so many of those restrictive lines that it doesn't seem so bad anymore. So, if we could marry, what would you say to my proposal? Thank you, my little beloved prince. Thank you so much. I would be honored to be your wife. And your mommy too, of course. Is never letting you go again, my little prince. Mommy is always going to love you. Mommy is always going to protect you. I'll always be there. Ever and ever. Mommy loves you so much.